Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the Jamie and Stoney Show on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, let's go to the Michigan basketball situation. We know that John Beilein is gone unless he changes a decision and decides to come back. Who are the candidates to replace John Beilein? Now, Stoney advertised that he had coming up for us his Elite Eight.
Yeah, and I'm
these are the eight elite candidates.
One, I'm taking away. I'm eliminating because what? I don't think they. He's not in my eight.
So it's Super Seven.
No, he's not in my eight, so I'm going to the nifty nine, but I'm going to eliminate him because I don't think they have a chance at him, and that's Brad Stevens. I just want to throw him out.
Why?
Because I don't think they have a chance at him. I think they should make the call, but there's a lot of people out there who I like, but I don't think they would have a chance
at him. I think you can do a nifty nine.
Okay, fine, Brad Stevens.
Okay, all right. There's one.
Here's some of the others. Obviously, Billy Donovan, who everybody seems to think, even nationally, is the number one choice. You know what's weird about Billy Donovan at age 53? Doesn't it seem like he's been in Oklahoma City longer than he has been? It's only been 4 years.
Yeah, that's right. His first year there was the year it was KD's last year.
Well, yeah, when they blew the 3-1 lead. That was his first year.
This is a very important question that no one has asked yet, but I'm going to ask it with the news that John Beilein is now going to the NBA. Billy Donovan, what does Billy Donovan and John Beilein have in common?
What does Billy Donovan and John Beilein have in common? I don't know what.
Greg?
They've never been an assistant coach?
Donovan was assistant at Kentucky. No, in college, they don't wear jackets. And I'm wondering, because once Billy Donovan got to the NBA, he started wearing a jacket. Will John Beilein wear a jacket?
Well, he starts off wearing a back jacket. He just takes it off, John Beilein.
He takes it off before tip. He walks onto the court wearing a jacket. Then he never wears a jacket while coaching. He never has. Will he be forced to wear a jacket in the NBA? I think these are very important questions that need to be asked.
Stoney's
ignoring my question.
Billy Donovan,
how dare you,
has only been there 4 years. That's stunning to me. People forget when they went to the NBA Finals, the Oklahoma City Thunder, with Scott Brooks.
Scotty Brooks, yeah. Are you saying Scott Brooks is a candidate for the Michigan job?
No, but Billy Donovan's successor at Florida is Mike White.
Okay.
42 years old. Look, they haven't been great. They've been one Elite Eight, two round of 32s. He was pretty successful at a smaller school before Louisiana Tech.
And he was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders back in the 90s.
And University of Illinois.
Yeah, and Cal.
Yeah. A name that I saw on one list, and 46-year-old Kevin Keats, who's the head coach at North Carolina State. Been there 2 years, done pretty well, and one NCAA appearance. He was very successful at his previous job at North Carolina Wilmington. Steve Prohm, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, at Utah State, 44 years old. He's been at Iowa State, three NCAAs in 4 years, did very well at Murray State as well. Here's one I'm going to get booed, but I don't care. I think a change of scenery would do him well. Shaka Smart, 42 years old. He has not done well at Texas, there's no doubt about it, but he obviously went to the Final Four in VCU. I think his style of play would invigorate people.
I don't think anybody would boo Shaka Smart. The question is, would he really leave Texas to go to Michigan?
Well, I think he might. Things are not going that great.
Oh, I know they haven't gone all that well.
The other Wojo, Steve Wojciechowski at Marquette. He's been there 5 years, just 42 years old. Done a good job. Not unbelievable. Juwan Howard, 46 years old, six-year assistant. We know the lineage at Michigan. Defensive coordinator for the Miami Heat. I think he'd be fine. Yes, he has never been a head coach before, which seems to be something that, in reading Ward Emanuel, some of the statements he made, is something that might be a prerequisite, so Howard will be out. And the other one is from Seton Hall, Kevin Willard, 44 years old. Everybody said he is an underrated, really good coach. He's been the four straight NCAAs. And the last time Michigan took a coach from Seton Hall, it didn't work out that great in Tommy Amaker, but he's considered a really good coach.
248-539-9797. There are some names. What name intrigues you for Michigan's next head coach? Stoney gave out his list of candidates, and a lot of the candidates you mentioned have been mentioned nationally as well.
Right. Look, obviously, I didn't put Krzyzewski in there or Roy Williams. I mean,
no, but like you, the one name you didn't bench was Chris Beard from Texas Tech.
Yeah, and the reason being is because I thought since he just got an extension,
I agree.
That's the reason I didn't put him in there.
And apparently, from what I read this morning, it's for about $5 million. And if Michigan were to hire him, they'd be paying him amongst the top two or three coaches in America. And that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I can understand why a guy who apparently is a very good young coach, but do you really want to lay out that kind of money for a basketball program? And I think the other question that I'm struggling with is are you looking for another beeline? You know, because like, for example, Billy Donovan is a very attractive guy. He's won at this level. He knows the pro game. He's turned out NBA players. Although he does have Patino ties, I don't believe that Billy Donovan himself has any ties to NCAA violations that I'm not, you know.
Right.
I mean, even the Florida teams, you know, he went to back-to-back final national championships as the coach of Florida. He also went back to the Final Four with Florida prior to leaving for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
So yes.
It's not like he had this amazing two-year run where he had, you know, Noah and Bruce Brewer and everybody, and then that was it.
Billy Donovan is like the highest profile name on my list. Most of the other guys would be.
Or you Jay Wright's not on your list.
No, because I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, and I don't think Brad Stevens is possible either. And one of the motivations that Beilein was quoted as saying in one of the columns I read, I think it was Wojo's column, one of the motivations for going and coaching in the NBA was what Brad Stevens said to him, which is, I love it. All I'm doing is X's and O's. It's all about the basketball. Don't have to worry about the NCAA rules, practice rules, you know, recruiting, all that stuff. I mean, it's pure basketball at that level. Now, it's a lot of basketball. And at age 66, do you want to be traveling 41 dates a year? Do you want to be living out of a suitcase all the time? Do you want to be living in Cleveland? Well, maybe, like he's talked about, maybe his wife would stay in Ann Arbor and kind of commute back and forth. That's a lot. That's a lot for a 44-year-old, much less a 66-year-old.
Agreed.
And he's up for the challenge. So Right. Are you looking for the best coach out there, or are you looking to try to duplicate or replicate Beilein?
And the oldest one I had in there, if you're worried by age, is Donovan at 53. The others are in their 40s. I saw a name that Mike DeCourcy, who's been a college basketball guru for Sporting News for years. He had Bob McKillop, who's at Davidson.
Oh, he's been there forever, hasn't
he? Like, he's the closest thing to Beilein. He's 72 years old. I mean, I'm not to be an ageist, but I don't think that would be a good fit right now.
I think once guys turn 60, they start to kind of slow down a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don in Waterford, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Don?
Hey, guys. I was thinking, what about Mark Few at Gonzaga? I know he's been a lot of big schools that tried to get him before, but I think he's a good fit. He recruits well internationally, everything, and, you know, I think it'd be a really good fit here.
It would be a home run, and I've said that. He's one of those guys. There's something about him I don't like. He would be a home run, though. But it's another one because if he's turned down so many jobs before, I don't think it would be possible.
I mean, you know, the Mark Few, a guy like Mark Few, Don, and I don't think it's a horrible idea, but is it a step up for Mark Few? I mean, of course it is the Big Ten over whatever it was, the West Coast Conference or whatever the hell they play in out there. He knows every year he's going to win the conference. He knows every year he's probably going to be winning the conference championship game. They get great players there. It's not even like he's doing it with some under-heralded group of guys. You know, there's some mock drafts of the Pistons taking that guy from
Uchimura.
Yeah, Uchimura from Gonzaga. So I don't know. I mean, but it kind of goes along with the Beilein thing. Why would John Beilein leave Michigan to go try something different? The answer is because he wanted a different challenge. He wanted to try something new. He wanted to see what the next experience was like. That would be like Mark Few leaving Gonzaga to come coach in the Big Ten. But at this point, if you're turning down, I mean, I know he's turned down UCLA, right? I'm not sure what else he's turned down.
Who hasn't turned down UCLA?
I turned down UCLA, actually. Yeah.
Well, UCLA and Indiana have basically become jobs that are poisonous right now because the expectations are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They are. You don't have time to get done what you need to get done. Okay, death not an option. Donovan or Few? Mine's Donovan.
Mine's Few.
You do not like Billy Donovan.
No, I like Billy Donovan. I like him a lot, actually.
Mine's Few because he's still in the college game.
Yeah, it's a college game. It's done this thing, doing things the right way. There's no hint of controversy
and
whatsoever.
And that's tough for me to say, but yes.
I believe Few. Billy Donovan is without the crap, hopefully.
I don't think there's crap.
Patino all over again.
I know. I don't know.
Where he went to the NBA, tried it. And now he comes back, and it would be like Patino going to Kentucky.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, I'm trying. I'm not that familiar. I got to look up his, you know, his his record at Virginia or at Florida, it's like we talk about the back-to-back national championships. But overall, I mean,
he really won 71% of his games, yeah. Two titles, four Final Fours. He was a success there.
I mean, look at this. So he went NCAA champ, NCAA champ, didn't make the NCAA for a couple years. First round, Elite Eight, Elite Eight, Elite Eight, Final Four. I mean, in some ways, that's more impressive than, well, it's not more impressive than back-to-back championships, but it's more impressive than maybe back-to-back Final Fours. But then you say, okay, why did he keep losing in the Elite Eight? I remember one of those years he was coaching against Patino, and they had a big lead on Louisville, and they choked it out.
But I really feel like you're picking and choosing here, because I'll tell you what, right now, that resume you just listed is better than Jay Wright's resume.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Wright has had some tournament bombs, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, the 2 out of 3 is great. And we're starting to almost sound like we're being way too negative here about the best candidates out there.
Right? Yeah.
I think the off-the-radar or mid-major guy should be Greg Williams. Or Greg Marshall. I keep saying Greg Williams.
You want the former defensive coordinator from New Orleans Saints?
No, not the Bounty Gate guy. Yeah. Greg Marshall, I think, would be a very solid fit.
Yeah. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. What do you think about the successor for John Beilein at the University of Michigan?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.